This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about something that is a tribute to the power of scholarship, even when it's just absolutely all made up. There's a quaint notion, and I've become in the past rather familiar with it because of friends that I had, that during the time of the Muslim occupation of Spain, which, in depending on where you lived, stretched upwards of 800 years, it was simply an economic invasion. It wasn't really an attack on Spanish Catholic Christian culture. It was pretty much life went on as usual, and it's just so different from this unfortunate idea that we have about Islam today. Well, actually, as so many things coming out of academe, just simply isn't true. And to set the record straight, happily, professor at Northwestern University, Dr. Dario Fernandez Moreira, has written a book called The Myth of the Andalusian Paradise. The rest of the title, Muslims, Christians, and Jews Under Islamic Rule in Medieval Spain. It was certainly a rather different picture from the one that these friends of mine, their children actually had, who were living in Spain, and they picked up the fairy tale while living in Spain. Now, subsequently, I don't know the details, but they have become disabused of the fairy tale. But the fact that you could live in Spain and come under the spell of the myth of the Andalusian paradise strikes me as remarkable, and it must be a very powerful myth. Dr. Fernandez Moreira, thank you very much for having written the book, being with us today. Why don't you address what my poor friends were thinking? How could they think that?
Well, thank you very much for inviting me in the first place. The reason is that there are probably many interests involved in perpetuating the myth. The touristic industry is one of them, at least in Spain. But outside of Spain, there are many other factors at work. And among them are the what one calls stakeholder interests. I mean, if you teach the subject, you want to present it in the most positive way. And that has affected a lot of scholarship, especially in the Anglo-American world, less so in Spain itself, where most historians are aware of the truth of the matter, even if that hasn't filtered down to the tourist industry and the rest of the population and the many other popular books that are...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's sort of different from many of the myths that we have in this country, where... oftentimes, the common folk, the average, everyday folk, get it closer to truth, and it's in academe where some of the nonsense seems to take up residence and not want to leave under any circumstances.
Interesting point. I haven't thought of that. Yeah, sort of the reverse.
Yeah. I'm glad that at least in academe in Spain, they've got a better view, because that means ultimately, hopefully, what happened might prevail. Days before you and I are recording this show, the conservatives, whatever that means, I'm not sure what a Spanish conservative is politically, but they were reported to have won some elections. And maybe there's a pushback, which almost certainly, although I'm guessing, had to do with taking your politically correct Islam can do no wrong and stick it.
Well, the popular party where there is a little bit more like the establishment Republicans here, and sort of tell you that.
Well, that's what I figured. Seems to be the case pretty much in Europe.
Exactly.
And just to kind of try to put this into some richer context, the election that we've just had in England, where the folks wanting to leave Europe, the European Union, have won, that was because of the failure of the second party, the supposedly conservative party, even bearing the name Conservative Party. And it was anything but a conservative party. And it sounds rather like the Republican Party here. So
yes.
If people are trying to understand a conservative party in Europe, just think the New York Party of New York, the Republican Party of New York City, and you'll have a pretty good idea what that conservative party in Europe is very likely all about.
Yes.
So anyway, we have a change of events, and apparently some of this scholarship hopefully will eventually get down to folks on the street. But in the meantime,
Spain, there are still a few scholars who claim some of the myths, but by and large, the average historian is much better informed than here. And of course, here there are other factors at work, such as the enormous amounts of money that Islamic countries such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United, and the Emirates, and Turkey, and even Libya under Gaddafi, have donated to Western University Islamic Studies departments. So they have been compromised by all that money.
Follow the money, and it works in academia, obviously, quite a bit the same.
Yes.
Well, let's dig into some of this. First of all, why don't you describe what you've encountered as the myth of this Andalusian paradise, and then we'll go from there.
Well, there are many facets to the myth. One of them is that the Christians and the Jews, but especially the Christians, were treated very well and indeed protected. And that word protected should immediately raise
mm-hmm.
some fears for those familiar with protection racket, because the protection entailed having to pay a tax for protection, which is relevant to what the mafia does, you know, pay protection or else restaurant owner or whatever.
Okay.
So it was a system of extortion which was quite profitable, and it had with it many conditions that placed the Christians in a subaltern position vis-a-vis Muslims, in an inferior position. And I can give you many examples, but we don't have much time, so I'll give you one. For example, if a Muslim killed a Christian, even intentionally, he must not be killed. If a Christian, however, killed a Muslim, even if it was defensively for self-defense, he must be killed. So it was a legal position of inferiority. Christian buildings, for example, could not be of the same height, and certainly not higher, than Muslim buildings, or as ostentatious as Muslim buildings. That meant that churches had to be smaller and less beautiful than mosques. The churches could not have any outward sign of Christianity, no crosses, which are offensive, and no icons, no images of saints or Christ or statues or anything of the sort. The Christians could not hold public worship. They had to do it inside their churches, whereas, of course, Muslims could do it publicly.
And all of this is part of being protected.
That was part of being protected. You know, the bells could not be rung. So it was a total condition of inferiority juridically.
If we were to put this more cynically, we might say, yes, you're being protected because if you were to ring that church bell, you might be attacked by a mob and killed. So we're protecting you from the mobs.
That is true. I mean, if you consider, for example, the position of blacks in the American South.
Right? Let's pick it up there when we get back from the break. The music is bringing us into our first break. We're talking today with Dr. Dario Fernandez Moreira. The Myth of the Andalusian Paradise, Muslims, Christians, and Jews under Islamic rule in medieval Spain. Probably a little different from what you might have heard at school or your kids are hearing. We'll be back.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got objects, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. Darío Fernández Moreira. And we're talking about that period in Spain of some, depending on where you lived in Spain, upwards of 800 years of Muslim dominance. And some folks think it was just really ducky and a golden age that, alas, is no longer with us. of coexistence that we just haven't been able to achieve in our time. Unhappily, that's a myth. And it's kind of a dangerous one because I think it might be, however consciously, intended to disarm us in the present context when we have to deal with a substantial Islamic population. What exactly is it going to be like there? Well, we'd left off, we were about to make a comparison to Jim Crow in the South to get some understanding of what the protected status was of the Christian and the Jew in Muslim-dominated Spain.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, we complain about justification about the situation of blacks in the South, but it was incomparably better than Christians had it under Muslim domination, and yet, you know, we don't think that, well, it was okay, they were protected.
Wow.
So.
Well, yeah, because there was at least, lynchings apart, there was a modicum of an even-handed application of criminal law, and there were penalties that sometimes did get affected for people who beat up or murdered black citizens in the South.
Or were there cases prohibition regarding worship or buildings or anything of the sort?
That's true. There was a very vibrant Christian culture all during, actually even beginning with slavery, but certainly during Jim Crow. That would not have been tolerated in Islam.
But on the fact that we even talk about the Jim Crow laws shows that the overall situation in the country was against that kind of thing. You don't have an equivalent opposition in Islamic Spain. I mean, it was fine as it was.
That helps understand even better that there might have been pockets of abuse, but the rest of the country did not support it. And ultimately, the structures for Jim Crow fell because the rest of the country did not support it.
I mean, there is no such opposition in an Islamic society.
The most would be that there would be some decent Muslims that really don't like the way things are done, but they have no intellectual basis for opposing because they're Muslim too.
But individual behaviors, of course, there are good people who may think twice about what is being done and not do it themselves. But the institutions themselves had no opposition.
Excellent point. That, I think, does help bring this into some clarity. There is a special word in Arabic to describe that second-class citizen, and it's the word dhimmi.
Dhimmi is actually Arabic pronunciation as my...
Okay, good. Well, I'll be glad to try to get that right.
In the last syllable.
So the dhimmi was the guy that...
Or gal.
Or gal. God help her. It's bad enough to be a Muslim woman. That would have had to very often dress differently, so it made it easy to be identified and thus treated or mistreated, as it were, accordingly.
Well, that was important because Christians could pollute the a Muslim individual or group because of the Christian practices. You know, Christians ate pigs and ate garlic and... So if an eating instrument, for example, had been touched by a Christian, it should not be used by a Muslim unless it was, you know, very properly purified. Christians were forbidden to walk on a Muslim cemetery because their presence would pollute the Muslim tombs. So dogs, of course, are polluting animals in Islamic medieval Spain, and I understand I'm not an expert in contemporary Islam, but I believe it's still the same case. And dogs, of course, are part of Christian culture, so that created further problems with the interaction. And there are many other problems that I detail in my book.
What a contrast to a biblical Christianity, which doesn't advocate being dirty or anything like that in a literal physical sense, but clearly, it's hard to imagine how you could cause a Christian, a Christian who understands his salvation comes from the death of, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to be afraid of the eternal consequences of being touched by a Jew or a Muslim. I mean, it just sounds so strange to us. And yet, apparently, there are a lot of Muslims that live in terror of being defiled by a dog, a Christian, a Jew, whatever that's not clean under Islam.
Well, in Islamic Spain, which is where I have conducted my investigation, that was actually legally established. It was not a question of a cultural practice without any kind of legal foundation. You look at the manuals, and all of them agree on the points we have just talked about.
So the life, as you pointed out in the book, certainly in Muslim Spain, and I've got to believe in just about every Muslim country, doesn't know a separation between church and state, and that even things about bathroom etiquette, as minute as that might be, that's governed also by the mullahs, by the imams, by the religious leaders.
That is covered. Religious law in medieval Spain conditioned every aspect of a human being's life, in contrast to even medieval Europe, where you had church law on the one hand and civil law on the other, which was impacted, of course, by Christianity, but it was separate from church law. But that is not the case in medieval Spain. And again, I'm not an expert in modern Islam, but I believe in every Muslim country that is also the case. Saudi Arabia, you know, all the others.
Well, from what I've read, Saudi Arabia is still back in the 7th century, so probably what we're talking about for Spain applies rather closely to the situation of Saudi Arabia and maybe some other Muslims.
Which we must remember is a very close friend of ours, and we help Saudi Arabia a lot.
Kind of underscoring the notion that politics really does make strange bedfellows, if I can use that figure of speech in this context. It's just amazing how different the Saudi culture is. They may possibly dress in a Western suit when they're in the United States or perhaps even in Europe, but you can take that Muslim out of Saudi Arabia, but I don't think you take Islam out of that Muslim guy, or Saudi Arabia out of that Muslim guy. Very, very different cultures, and I hope we can use your scholarship, Dr. Fernandez Moreira, to get through some of the myths of the Andalusian paradise, which still govern some of our thinking today. We're going to be back, folks. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, today we're talking about a few things that some college professors would really rather we not be talking about and would probably run from the room screaming if they knew that this is what we were about to get into. But in fact, when you look at the things that we're talking about, The Myth of the Andalusian Paradise, which is the book by Dr. Darío Fernández Morera, this is not something that he sat down over a weekend and pounded out on his computer. This is something that I've not asked him how long it took him to put it together, but it looks to me like likely it took years. There's a reference that is something I've been needed to fill in a gap with. There's another. This book is heavily, heavily footnoted and documented, and while there's opinion galore, you're going to have to get through the facts if you don't agree with the opinions. So I'm just delighted that we have something of the magnitude of the scholarship that you've done, Dr. Fernández Morera, in bringing this to the debate. Because for some time, it seems to me, there's been an almost monopoly on the part of many of the Muslims and Muslim defenders that somehow theirs is a gentle, benign culture, and hey, can't we all just get along?
Well, I mean, that may be possible, but we should not defend the present situation by making references to medieval Spain, like so many of our politicians on both sides do, from President Obama to Carly Fiorina, whom I quote, both of them.
Yeah, I was disappointed to find that she was among the deniers of Islamic reality, because on many areas she seems to be a pretty clear thinker. But
she probably learned that from her history courses, so you can't be entirely blamed.
No doubt. That's where most of us would have gotten this kind of stuff. And
a lot of the rest of Americans get it. She should be aware, for example, of the sexual slavery, massive sexual slavery of women of every color in medieval Spain. I mean, Cordoba was a hub for slavery. And in those slave markets, women were bought and sold on a regular basis. So that is something, again, that is not talked about. That is part, again, of the law. That was, again, part of the law. If a Muslim army defeated a Christian town, then the military leader had the right to have the women and the children of the defeated distributed among his troops as sexual slaves. And that was part of the material for the slave market.
And if they wanted slaves for other labor purposes, they could take them in as well, if they didn't kill them, which they often do.
Yes.
It's really stunning, and that this kind of slavery, certainly for women and children in the sex slave markets, is still going on. And from what I can tell, within, not just out, you know, we can, all right, sure, Saudi Arabia, of course, everybody.
Yeah, we're going
to give it. But here in the United States, it's happening.
Yeah.
That's what's really amazing. And that's, that has to be facilitated by these happy myths.
And in England, too, I read of scandalous cases in England as well.
The police didn't want to report the female slaves that were being bought and sold for sexual pleasures because they didn't want to embarrass the imams.
If anyone Googles the word Rotherham, that person will find a lot of details about what happened in Rotherham in England.
It had gone on for a long time. It wasn't something that was a flash in the pan, happened, got discovered, and done away with. It was.
But going back to Islamic Spain, the position of Muslim women was only marginally better than those of non-Muslim women. Of course, Muslim women would not be bought and sold in the same market. It would be the non-Muslim women either captured in war or brought by slave traders from various parts.
The Muslim woman could be given in a marriage that she had nothing to do with, didn't know anything about, hadn't had anything to say about who the husband might be. She might see him for the first time.
The wedding of the veil, you know, was standard. The confinement to the home, except in certain situations that they might go out, but always accompanied by other women. There was the practice, the legal practice again, of female circumcision, which you never talked about, and the professor never talked about that, or about the stoning of the unfaithful Muslim wife.
But of course, you seldom heard of the stoning of the guy that allegedly was involved with her. It was just the woman that.
Theoretically, the guy should be also punished.
But I don't read about
that. The question
that.
Is that one doesn't see much of that.
No. No, not at all. It's a great system if you're a man, but I take that back because actually I think a lot of the men spend their life living in fear that somehow they can get an imam mad at them or somebody else.
No, but you have a point. You have a point there because it was a system that was very successful in the Middle Ages, and that to a certain extent explains the spread of Islam. Young men. You find a lot of attractive things. You're a young man, you know, who is full of testosterone and oomph and courage and so forth. So you can find a lot of things that were attractive in the religion and the system in medieval times.
And so he's ready to sign up for war because if he's victorious, he gets to keep his pick of the women.
Exactly, and not only in this life, but in the after, if he's killed. So there are sorts of incentives that would be attractive to a young warrior.
Pretty extraordinary. I hadn't realized the extent to which Christianity had been exterminated in parts of Spain. That in the north, it held on more or less to one degree or another. But the further south, apparently, the more rigorous the application of Sharia, of Islam. And by the time you get to Grenada, a city that I've visited, and today it's a delightful spot. If you get there when the weather's pleasant and mild and the breezes are blowing, orange trees are producing, and flamenco is, and I think I counted at least six radio stations with flamenco music. What a difference from what it was during the time we're talking about.
Well, by the end of the 13th century, there were a few Christians left in southern Spain, but this was not the result of a conscious policy of extermination. That would be a misconception. The disappearance of Christianity was the result of several factors. One of them was conversions. Now, Christians living under this condition would convert to Islam, either out of sincere attraction toward this religion, or simply to get out of the condition of being Leninese. Then there was also the fleeing to the north of Christians, again to escape this situation. And there were also several expulsions to North Africa from Christian cities, of massive expulsions of Christians, because the Muslims were afraid that these Christians might constitute a fifth column in collusion with the Christians advanced from the north. So they decided, you know, it's not safe to have all these Christians here.
I want to pause on that just a moment, because when I read that, and you described that more than once in the book, whole populations in areas and cities were just literally uprooted. Men, women, children, whole families, everybody taken off to a place where they're never going to see home again.
No, in a place it was safer for the Muslim rulers not to have this fifth column Christians inside. Some of those Christians had actually cooperated, you know, with the northern Christians. Others did not. But, you know,
let's talk about that when we get back. Talking about the myth of the Andalusian paradise. We're going to be back shortly.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells of your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest for this interview is Dr. Dario Fernandez Moreira. He teaches languages at the Northwestern University.
I actually teach literature, culture, and history.
Oh, well, let's get that right. Thank you. Even though you obviously are more than bilingual, and that's something that is very handy in your line of work. And this book, The Myth of the Andalusian Paradise, is, to my knowledge, which is limited, is not... not got too many books like it, because your purpose when you began was to try to upend some of these happy notions that things were fairly peachy under Islam in Spain for that 800-year period they ruled parts of Spain. And from what you have shown from very meticulous research, that just wasn't the case. It was a rough road to hoe, and when... we were talking right before the break, we were talking about whole areas of Christians, I suppose Jews as well, being just upended, removed, taken out to a totally different place, in this case North Africa. So if they couldn't escape, if they couldn't get to the north, as you mentioned shortly ago, then they might end up in North Africa and never to see home again.
That is true. You have to understand, though, the tactical justification for that. It was brutal, of course, bad for the Christians, but from the point of view of the Muslim rulers, it was a reasonable decision. You see, by then the Muslim realm was being threatened by the advance of the Christian forces from the north in the so-called reconquest. And so this Christian population inside Islamic territory might collude with the Christians from the north. So from the point of view of military tactics, that was the justification to expel these Christian communities.
And indeed, there's always a justification. There would be those that would want to forget that, well, the Muslims didn't belong there to begin with. And we can only be grateful to the Spanish that they prevailed ultimately, but at great cost. I just can't imagine what Spanish families must have gone through to be able to finally have their country back again, to be able to worship without having to be concerned about the Muslim rulers coming
in. Yeah, that's a good point that should not be forgotten, which is that when the Islamic armies of the Islamic Caliphate entered Spain and defeated the Christians there, the country was a Christian kingdom.
Had been for some time. Yeah.
So this was an Islamic conquest of the land, which eventually was reversed by the Christians over a period of centuries.
You point out that this is something that was news to me, and I thought I had become somewhat informed about Islam, that jihad, at least in medieval Spain, was something that was supposed to be conducted annually. So it would be kind of like the biblical concept of kings going out to war at that time of year, whatever that might have been.
That is correct. The legal manuals point out that the caliph is supposed to carry out jihad against the infidels at least once a year. And jihad, of course, meant for a war, did not mean, as so many experts today point out, some kind of self-improvement, be better and better yourself.
Yeah, the only way you could better yourself would be to renounce Christianity, declare yourself a Muslim, and hope you don't get examined too closely about that. So that was self-improvement, but that's not really what they're talking about when they talk about, oh yes, jihad was your own inner struggle for self-improvement. Right.
That was not the case then. Hey, maybe that's the way jihad is, but that was not the case then. Yeah, and I don't think it's the case for the Islamic warriors or the Islamic caliphate of al-Baghdadi in Iraq and Syria.
No, and from what I've read in Sudan and Somalia and places like that, it's pretty brutal. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of introspection going on there.
No, they don't go into that kind of thing. Sorry.
That's probably a four.
But there's some funny side to it.
That's a four. Introspection would be a four-letter word in their culture.
Right.
you must be some kind of subversive introspecting over there by yourself. Come on, get with it, boy. We've got a jihad to take care of here. Then if you give your money, they have a concept sort of resembling the tithe. The zakat, something I did not know. An eighth of it is supposed to go to jihad.
Well, yeah, the ruler can use it in various ways. And by the way, the tax, the jizya, was supposed to humiliate the Christian. It was not just that, well, you pay and that's it. That was intended to show the Christian that he is in an inferior position. That's why he has to pay the tax.
Well, and I thought you described some of the circumstances that might attend the actual payment. Maybe they're made to grovel, maybe to kneel down as they present the jizya.
Yeah, that was described by a great early 20th century Spanish scholar, the process, the normal process of paying the tax. And this scholar, by the way, could not publish his book during his lifetime because so many liberal Spanish Arabs blocked him from being able to publish. It was published after his death.
The open exchange of ideas in academe. How wonderful it is.
As the French say, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. The more it changes, the more it remains.
One of my favorite expressions. I think that really says it for a lot of what goes on. Let's just give the dates of this again, because I stand in awe of any civilization, but the Christians of Spain, that for centuries endured and eventually repulsed so many people. I can just imagine would have said nuts, and some did, and joined Islam, became the dhimmi, the convert, and so forth. but that there was a substantial enough, shall we use a phrase that's used by some of those in the political world of our time, bitter clingers, that they wouldn't give up their Bibles.
Yeah, if you put it negatively, but you know, many today, if you're not talking about Christians, you don't use that word. You talk about cultural resistance.
Yeah. Well,
many culturally resisted, but remember that not all of Spain was conquered, so the entire Northwest remained free of Muslim domination. Those were very tough Christians out there in the Asturian mountains and Galicia, and gradually that expanded, and eventually the momentum of the reconquest became unstoppable. By the end of the 13th century, most of the land had been reconquered except the kingdom of Granada, and then that land began to be repopulated by Christians from the north, many of whom had fled and were coming back, you know, families, and also new Christians coming from the north.
Well, you know, when you study this history, when you have some idea of what the Christians were going through in Spain, it gives you a kind of a mental picture of why so often the plaintive, wailing tones of flamenco music, because they had a lot to wail about. They had a lot to lament about.
I'm not sure about that, but certainly the Christians then were very different in their attitude about defending their religion than the Christians today are, unfortunately.
It just seems as if that music depicts a people that were going through a difficult time. And I've always enjoyed flamenco music. I even tried to play it when I was
younger. Well, some scholars actually related not to Christianity, but actually to Gypsy culture and so on and so forth.
Oh, there's clearly some. The music is not quote unquote Christian, as it were. It is. It's always seemed to be kind of a blending that you might expect from a subject population. And yeah, the Gypsies are the ones that carry the music today. They're the carriers of flamenco. They're the great artists of our time.
And by the way, anyone interested in the book should go online and look it up.
It's easy to get. I did it myself. The Myth of the Andalusian Paradise. Dr. Darío Fernández Moreira, thank you so much for what you've done. I hope you still get people saying hello to you on campus.
Thank you for your good wishes, and thank you again for having me.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.